Blog Talk Radio.
Who is this kid, man?
I know a lot of y'all never heard of him, Craig, but he's so more than your favorite rapper.
Yo, what's going on? You dig that? I'm Kendrick Lamar. Dude, Craig.
Yo, what's going on? Shout out to my man Don Cannon. Shout out to my man Lecrae. We already got it in for the site, but now we gotta get in the studio and make something pop. You know,
right? South by Southwest. Along with my man Lecrae, man.
One time for H time, one time for D time, one time for A time, M time.
Yeah. R.I.P. to Mega Evers, R.I.P. to Dr. Kang. I ain't tryna hate on my own kind, but Al and Jesse don't speak for me. I'm probably gonna catch some flack, man, but I'ma swallow this pill like Pac-Man. Some of these folks won't tell the truth, too busy tryna get them racks, man. Church tryna rob my paycheck, choir members probably having gay sex. Pastor manipulating hurting women, I wonder which he's gonna slay next. Books so tipping them hope books, like I don't know how broke looks. And telling me that I'm gonna reap a meal if I sow into these low crooks. Plus I know old girl a freak, now how she singing a solo? I walked in the church with a snapback, and they telling me that that's a no-no. That's backwards, and I lack words for these actors called pastors. All these folks is hypocrites, and that's why I ain't at church. Truthfully, I'm just doing me, and I don't want to face no scrutiny. As long as the church keep wilding out, I can justify all my foolish deeds. Smoking weed, pulling up, keep that lead up in my cup. Maybe I could change the world, but the porn on my laptop got me stuck. Yeah, I know what's right for wrong, but that there ain't gonna sell a song. I'd rather sell my soul than save it, if that's what make my money long. It better not be no real God, but real hope that heals heart. It shows me that I ain't living up to all the things that he put me here for. It better not be no real church, real saints who pray hard and let me rock my snapback with the 501s and the J-Zone. It better not be no real folks who don't think that they better than you. Straight or gay, drunk or high, they walk through the cold, what about you? Nah, we don't wanna see that, cause that might mean life change. That might mean I'm worth more than money, car, sex, and tight frames. Better not be no real Jesus, real forgiveness for hurt folks. If God gon' take me as I am, I guess I already got on my church clothes.
Yeah, that's Lecrae, y'all. Talk about them church clothes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. What's up? What's up, family? How y'all doing out there? What's up, family? How y'all doing out there? Welcome in one more time to Culture Freedom Radio Network in the house. Culture Freedom Radio Network in the house. Man, this is April the 2nd, 2017, and we truly are in this house. One more time, one more time. Thank you all for tuning in right here tonight, man, for Culture Freedom Radio Network. I just want to come in momentarily, man. I'm not going to be in here long, probably about 30 or 40 minutes or so. Just had to come in here and give you a little updates from the what's happening with Culture Freedom Radio, the network, and the station. Just had to come in the house and give y'all a little update. Because on last episode, I think it was the episode where I told you that I was going to be sitting down for a while and trying to make my decision on what I was going to do with, you know, maybe with Culture Freedom Radio Network or just with me, myself. You know, I said I was going to take a little time and see what was going to happen. And I've somewhat made somewhat of a decision. I've actually still been doing shows. And let me go back. And I said on a couple of the last episode that I have shut down the radio station. Well, give y'all an update with the 24-hour radio station. Well, let me give y'all a little update on that one there. First of all, that's the most and easiest part to get to. Well, if I actually reopened the Power Groove radio stations, both of them, the 24-hour radio station that was aired right there on TuneIn Radio, as some of you probably listened to, some of you probably hadn't, but on TuneIn Radio, and you also you can go and listen to it on our radio web page at Culture Freedom Radio Network. The CultureFreedomRadio.com. My bad, y'all. CultureFreedomRadio.com. See, I do so much stuff, y'all. Hell, I get tied tongue and tripped out of the mind. But the 24-hour radio station, the music station, is back on and popping. Yes, you can, like I said, go and check it out right there on TuneIn Radio. Whether you can listen to it at TuneInRadio.com or you can go and listen to it, get the app from the various market stores, whatever the app stores they got, whether it's Android or the Apple store, hey, you can get that app, TuneIn Radio. And once you get the app, man, just search for Power Groove Radio and listen to the station 24 hours because, hey, there's going to be some talk shows as well on there as well. I'm trying to work out some stuff with some more people, man, and get some more different shows and broadcasts be going on that station. So I'm trying to get this thing full blast, man, you know, full blast and have it running just like a regular radio station, you know, with different kinds of shows, you know, not just for the Sunray and, you know, whoever else is going to be hosting, not just us, but a lot of different stuff. I'm trying to get that up and popping and see how these things are going to work. So you can go ahead and check that one out. That's back up and running. And my other thing that I have going is the podcast station that I was, y'all know that I always done on Spreaker. That's up and running, the podcast of Power Group Radio back on Spreaker.com. That's up and running. And with that said, I'll let you know about what Culture Freedom. Now, we've been doing here on Blog Talk. Well, we've been, Culture Freedom been broadcasting everywhere, talk show everywhere. But, you know, our primary source, our talk shows have been right here on Blog Talk Radio, on blogtalkradio.com. But, and I, like I told y'all, I said I had to wait and see exactly what I was going to do. I don't know what was going to shut down Culture Freedom. I didn't know what. Didn't know what the heck I was going to do. So what I think I'm going to try is, I think right now we're going to move from Blog Talk primarily. We're going to move from there and go over to Spreaker.com. I hope y'all are familiar with Spreaker.com. We're going to go back to Spreaker because I've been doing my other music shows and running my music station from there for about maybe 2 or 3 years, maybe 2 or 3 years now. And they have some apps as well you can get. And I love the apps. I love it. It's great, y'all. Been fun on Blog Talk, and that's what our listener base is. But with Spreaker is growing, and I like the app that they have. So what's going to happen is I'm going to move the Culture Freedom talk show from here, Blog Talk. And I probably, you know, do some shows on here to keep y'all update to what we doing on, you know, to get everybody in the transition to move over to Spreaker. But what we're going to do on Spreaker is where the talk shows are going to be now. And I just got a phone line thing set up where we can actually use the phone. It's actually a conference call number, but because, you know, the Spreaker doesn't have a phone number. They don't have a telephone number just like Blog Talk where you can use your telephone. That's the downside about Spreaker. But everything else is wonderful. I love it. You usually got your own, you know, like here, you got to call into the number and go into their dashboard to do your shows. But with Spreaker, your dashboard is already on your laptop or desktop. It's on there. So, it, like, they just don't have the phone, but that's all. I got some of the kinks worked out with that right there. So what we're going to be doing with the Culture Freedom Radio on Spreaker, I have a number now, an access number that we're going to be using so we can still take phone calls and do open line conversations or whatever topics of conversation. Got a phone line for that. And also, as we're going to be doing that on Spreaker, the talk shows, we're also going to be airing on the Power Groove Radio station on TuneIn. So I'm going to be simulcasting both, you know, going through TuneIn Radio, and we're going to be doing it on Spreaker at the same time. That's how we're going to be doing it. So I do have a telephone number, and I'm going to go ahead and put the number out there, and you can get the number. Some people probably be listening in later. You can go ahead and get this number so you can keep this number handy, but I give you, you know, tell you the link where you can go over there and listen anyway. But the call-in number will be 319-527-2811. The number is 319-527-2811. 11, and you have to have an access code, and the access code is 260147 pound. One more time, that access code that you need to get in is 260147. That's the access code to get in to conversate and things of that nature. But here's something, family, though, but that's just, you know, the talk. That's going to be the phone line that we're going to be using. And but you can go to the Spreaker. Like I said, man, if you want to get the app, this is cool. That's why I said I want to really do the Spreaker, because I know a lot of people be out and about, and you don't want to have to, you probably don't want to use the phone or whatever to call in. You can listen to the show on the go without even have to call in. If you got the app, the Spreaker app, y'all, it's called Spreaker. That's Spreaker. One more time. That's Spreaker. I mean, damn, some lowdown, some right. Some right, you can't spell, man. You got to go back to school, man. You got to go back to Harvard somewhere. I'm just playing, y'all. Just playing. It's Spreaker. 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 Almost like speaker, but they stick, you know, a little R in there. Like it's Spreaker, y'all. Spreaker.com. But like I said, go to the various market stores and get that app, man. I'm telling you, you'll love the app. You can get the app. You can listen to all the different shows that's on there. There's a lot of different podcasts. But I'm just trying to keep you an update with Culture Freedom. Once you go in there and you look up for Culture Freedom and you favorite it, put it as your favorite, when the show come on and we on live, you can listen to it and you can also chat from the app. Yeah, so when we on live, you can actually chat inside of the app. Man, how about that? That's cool, y'all. I like that. You can chat inside of the app. And also, say if you do miss an episode and you got the app, and once the episode, we go into the archives and this and show is over and it's archived and you got it as your favorite, you can download it straight from the app. And that way you don't have to, you want to listen to it later, you won't use any of your data. It'll already be downloaded, because a lot of people like to listen to that, that's here on Blog Talk. They listen to our shows. They got a subscription to our shows on iTunes. So, you know, that way you won't have to have separate apps. All of your things will be done from this one app. You know what I'm saying? I like that. So you don't have to download iTunes and then get the show. You could just get everything right there from Spreaker. Yes, the download shows, listen to it live if you want to. You can listen to it live when we're on live. It's cool, man. Just get that app, man. It's called the Spreaker app, Spreaker, from the Android Market Store, Apple Store. Man, let me see. It's even on Windows. You got a Windows phone. I just got off of Windows. So it's on there as well. So get that out, man, Spreaker, and check us out right there on Spreaker at, for Culture Freedom Radio, man, on Spreaker, man. You're going to love it. I like it. Like I said, it's been growing and growing. So that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to try that out probably a couple of months. I'm hoping in this transition will go smooth. So family, just if you've been liking Culture Freedom Radio and trying to keep up with, you know, just liking, supporting us, that's going to be the move now. We're just going over there, and on Facebook, we'll keep continuing to share it on Facebook. And another thing, I'm going to actually put a player to make it easier for the transition. But from some of us who follow us on Facebook, y'all will always see the share. We're going to share it on Facebook. So it'll be easy for you to just hit the button and you can, you know, you can find out how to listen to the show. And I'm also, what I'm going to do for culturefreedomradio.com, since the website is still up, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a player from Spreaker. I put the player on the homepage of culturefreedomradio.com. And that way you can still, if you miss an episode, you can listen to it live. It's going to be a live, you can listen to it, it's going to be a player, you can listen to the show live when we on, and you also will be able to go, and if you miss it, you can go and listen to the episode later. You know, that's if you don't want to get the app or nothing like that. You can also still get it. So we're going to have various ways for you to still check out the show. That's how we're going to be doing it. But, yes, we're trying to make this transition and do it over there, man. I like it because of the app they have. And like I said, I've been using it for the last 2 or 3 years, just doing my music for Power Groove Radio. And, you know, I had it under various names. But Power Groove Radio, I've been doing that over there for a while. So that's what's going to happen. Culture Freedom Radio will be now on Spreaker.com. And we just got to make that transition, Bramley, and hope that'll be good. And, you know, hope we can keep some good, interesting topics of conversation, like news. And y'all know the things that we kind of do, but kind of going in a different direction, too, with some of the shows. Not going to be doing too many wild, raunchy shows like I used to. And that's something I want to talk about, too, as well with myself. Y'all know on last episode I was talking about a lot of stuff dealing with, you know, getting back to righteousness. For me, like I told y'all, I've been seeing a lot of stuff that's out in the community, man, a lot of stuff that's just how people are wilding out. And what we are in this thing called the conscious community, you know, most of us are calling this thing called conscious community. And it's made up of variations of different groups and organizations and, you know, group things. It's like the conscious community is like a big think tank, if I should say it like that. Yeah, if I had to really describe it to somebody, it's like a big think tank. It's made up of, like I said, various organizations, hell, even some religious organizations, because you got the Nation of Islam. I know some people might not consider the Nation of Islam, the Hebrew Israelites, a part of it. And you even got some, I'm going to say you even got some conscious Christians out here. Yes, and I know that's the last people that y'all would consider to be a part of the conscious community. But we got a lot of conscious Christian sisters and brothers that's out here. Now, I know most people look at consciousness, this has nothing to do, some people, they look at this conscious community where you actually moved away from all the different religions. You know, and most of the people that are so-called in the conscious, consider themselves to be conscious, I know there's a lot of them deal with the comedic doctrine. Not all, but a lot. Because when they get down and beat up on the Christians, that's what they'll say, that all the information was stole out of Egypt. You know what I'm saying? A lot of that's Horus. I mean, Jesus was actually Haru. So it's a lot of people, when they come into this conscious, they kind of tap into this Egyptology or comedic doctrine. But that's what that. But my whole premise now, man, I'm outside of just getting information and knowledge. That's cool. That's fine. But how you living? That's my thing now, y'all. How you living? You can read every book that is. You can go to the Library of Congress. You can read every book in the Library of Congress. You can read every book that is that's in the conscious community. I don't give a dang on what book it is. You can read every book that is to give you all the knowledge in the world. Hell, if you want, you can go and sit in the Vatican and read every damn book in the Vatican that they got, if you want to go that route. But I'm just saying, you can read every book that is, but how are you living your life? That's it. You got all of this book knowledge. You got all of this information. But are you still, let me say it like this, y'all. Are you still a low-down scoundrel? Yeah. Are you still low-down as hell when it comes to dealing with other people? Are you out here, are you still popping bottles and stuff, going to the strip club, making it rain? You know, y'all know what I'm talking about. Are you still indulging in a lot of stuff that we shouldn't be indulging in? And y'all know I've been saying this lately, how the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad was telling that, you know, as far as his members of the Nation of Islam and so forth, he said that I come to clean you up. How he said that he came with the teaching that man would clean you up. It would take you away from drugs. It would take you away from prostitution. It would take you from all the filth that we were in before you learn the knowledge, or knowledge of self, as we may say, before we got into this knowledge of self. So how you living? Are you still got all of this book sense, but you still living foul? How you living? How you living? My thing, I don't want to live like that, man. I can't do that no more, family. I can't do it. Because, like I said, I'm looking at all the stuff that's happening out in society, I mean, in society, man, with our youth, with not just our youth, but with our adults as well, because the adults are doing stuff that have been a bad reflection on the youth. So how you living, man? That's my whole point. How we living, family? You know what I'm saying? It's one thing to be conscious, to know, to be aware. But what the hell are you doing with the things that you aware of? Or what you doing about the things that you aware of? So we got to clean it up, man. So my thing, man, me lately, bruh, family, I've been listening. I'm going to tell y'all what I've been listening to. I got this app. I told my brother David, Rabbi Israel, my chief, Rabbi David Israel, peace, shalom, my brother, that I had downloaded this app. Hebrew Israelite app, Hebrew Israelite radio. And every morning it sends out morning reading scripture, mostly from the book of Proverbs. And I love the wisdom that it give every morning. That's my motivation now. Give me some wisdom every morning to start the day. And I've somewhat been doing that on Facebook now. I put out a couple of the words of wisdom, like I said, from the mind of Sunray. I post on Facebook, on my Facebook page as well. I post it on there. And but anyway, I listen to the music. They have a radio station on there, and I listen to the music, and that keep me grounded as well, man. Now I don't have to listen to all this other craziness out here. You know, I have my earphones on when I'm working, so I don't give a dang on if I'm riding with somebody who's not on the level I'm on. They enter all of this, listen to all this crazy music, this filth that they calling hip hop. I don't have to listen to it. I could put this in there, and I could hear my Hebrew Israelite, I can hear the Hebrew Israelite brothers who rapping about and singing and giving praise to Yah and their music. You know what I'm saying? Who's talking about how we gotta clean up our communities. Talking about they rapping about all the things that we kinda like talk about. And they rapping about it. So I got some positivity in my ear. That's what I'm on, y'all. I'm on some stuff that's going to give me some positivity. I don't give a damn what somebody, whatever somebody might say. Damn, Sunray, what you going back to church? What you finna be a Hebrew Israelite? What you finna be a Muslim? I be all that, damn it. If it's going to keep me on the road to righteousness, it's going to keep me from, man, doing wrong, going back into the filth. I be all that. You can call me what you want to call me. But when you see me and you see my life, how I'm be living, man, ain't nothing you can say. Won't be nothing you can say. Because like I said, y'all, I told y'all last on the last show, what was that, last Friday, told y'all, man, my road to righteousness to start off, my example, I had to go on and get married, man. I married my mate that I had been with for 8 years. We got married on that Monday, just like I told y'all I was going to do. So that was my first start. So now everything else is just falling in line, man. And I'm telling y'all, man, it's been great. Everything just been smooth. You know, even before then, everything been smooth. You know, the Most High been blessing me or allowing things to come my way, and things been working out. Everything, you know, a lot of things that I've been trying, man, to do, you know, with this podcast and a lot of other stuff, man, been working out smooth. But I just had a lot of couple of things I had to get away from. There was some other little negativities and a lot of other stuff that I had to just get away from. And a lot of other stuff I had to get back grounded. And a lot of the teachings that I was into at first that I will say they kept me positive too. And I'm going to say some of the things, man, and I know in this country community, it's almost like it's a no-no that you can't be get into that. But I've actually gotten back into studying the Bible. I hadn't touched the Quran yet, but there's some things in the Quran that I like, wisdom. These are the books. In some of the teachings, y'all know I went back into some of my lessons with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Man, I'm like I said, I listened to some of the things. I've been on that, man, and listened to some Hebrew Israelite. Man, I'm just looking for my brother Tony Smith, a good brother Tony Smith out of Atlanta, the pastor Tony Smith. Man, I've just been on things of that nature. And I like what they teach the scriptures. But it teach about what's going on in today's time. That's what I like. That's what I'm on because y'all know at Culture Freedom, that's what we always talked about. We talked about things that's happening in today's times as well. But now I'm just going back.
It's like Dr. Collin them used to do. They used to teach out the Bible and teach the truth out of the Bible as they said. You know, they talked about, you know, Collin did. He said once about the revolutionary Jesus. But that's just me, man. I'm just going back. Now, y'all want to say, well, damn, Sunray, what you finna be churchy again? what you finna be Muslim? Man, I'm not saying that I'm joining none of those organizations. Man, I'm just trying to get back into something, man, that some going to hold me and something that I can find that we're going to be able to teach our family, man. Our family out here, the black family, so-called black family, are way off base. And not thinking. We got 4 minutes, family. I'm going to still go over, so this is like be a 45-minute show. So even if I go off in 30, we're going to have like 15 minutes. So if y'all want to listen in to the remainder, you can dial in at 347-850-8030. That's 347-850-8030 to listen to the remainder, because I will be going over a little bit. Let me see here. Oh, this is what I want to say. And reading, I'm going back, and here's what y'all got me going back into it. I played the clip, and I told y'all what Minister Louis Farrakhan said. We're going to have to clean up. We're going to have to clean this thing up. All right, when he was talking to the Nation of Islam, he was going to have to clean it up, or you're going to have to get the hell out. That was my inspiration, y'all. That was, even though I wasn't in the mosque, he wasn't talking to me as a Muslim, as one of the Nation of Islam members, but that was something for me, like, you know what, that inspired me to, like, you know what, bro, Sunray, you're damn right. You got some things you got to clean up, too. You got some things you got to clean up. You can't be on here. Coach of Freedom can't be on here talking all of this stuff. Like, because Minister Louis Farrakhan, Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, he said, you could be bringing, y'all could be bringing people into the mosque. But that's one thing, you bringing them in. But how you living your life, don't just be bringing the people in. Don't bring them in the busloads. And then you living a filth-ass life. So the same thing, I had to look at Culture Freedom. I was like, damn, you know what? We can't be on here talking all of this knowledge of self, and we teaching all of this, and if we ain't living right. See, because somebody going to be looking at Culture Freedom. Culture Freedom can't be no damn hypocrite. Culture Freedom Radio can't not be no hypocrite. No, sir. We just can't be talking smack to the people, man. And then we ain't living right ourselves. So I'm just going to say, I would take the first step to clean my damn self up, because y'all mostly hear me a lot of times, a lot of people on different stuff. Y'all hear me running my mouth a lot. So most people today, they do know Coach Free. They know me, Brother Sunray. So let me be the first to clean my stuff up, get my act together. So that's what I am. I can't speak for nobody else. I'm not going to try to speak for nobody else. But as the program director and everything else for Coach Freedom Radio, I'm gonna take that step. I'm gonna take it and make sure Culture Freedom stays on. Well, we're gonna walk how we talk, because this is a talk radio. I have to walk how we talk it. That's how it's gonna be. So, and I'm gonna bring you in, Brother David. I see you in there, brother. But that's how I am, man. But because like I said, go back right fast. I've been looking at things that's out in the community, dealing with morality. That's what we're missing. We hear a lot of teaching, and we hear a lot of bull. Let me see. Yeah, okay, I see. Yeah, I'm going to send it to you, brother. We hear a lot of teachings out here. We hear a lot of great information. But what we don't hear, we do not hear nothing teaching on morality or morals. Now, I had a brother ask me, why do we have to be in religion? One of my good brothers asked me, do we have to have religion to teach us morals? Because I was talking about how they are breaking down. Now, well, we'll see how there's a big attack on religion, right? And I know a lot of people are like, man, damn religion. That's a thing that have kept divided. And yes, to a degree. But some of the things is the doctrine. That's why I tell my brother, the doctrines is what got a lot of people messed up. It's not totally that the religion have us divided. It's a lot of the doctrines, because you got so many different churches. They say they are church, Christianity, right? But it's so many different doctrines and different makeups of this religion called Christianity. So the doctrine has them divided. So my thing here, go back again. But a lot of the things it does, it does teach discipline. It does give people some instruction. It gives them some guidelines to go by. And a lot of our people right now, man, they be damn boy, we need some guidelines. And because a lot of people don't have no morality right now, because it's like anything goes. Like I'm telling my brother, it's like we living under this Aleister Crowley doctrine. Do as thou will. Y'all know Aleister Crowley. We living under a do as thou will doctrine right now. That's why you can push homosexuality now, even when the scriptures and all of these things teach against that. Hell, you ain't got to be in the Bible to know that. Hell, that's nature tells you it's wrong. But under this Aleister Crowley doctrine, do as thou will is the whole law. Do what you want to do, as long as it makes you feel good. We don't have no morality no damn more. Look at all of this stuff, man, that's happening in the world. People doing what they're all kind of crazy stuff. They don't have no morals. They don't have no moral compass, no guidelines no more. And it's kind of like to the degree when you had religion, right? And I'm not trying to push religion on y'all, but I'm just trying to show you sometimes we had these instructions. Something is, I remember when we were growing up, long as we was in the Bible or whatever, we wouldn't do certain things because we thought that we were told that, well, no, I ain't going to do that, man, because that's not pleasing to the Lord. I ain't going to be out here sleeping with all these, you know, different women. I'm not going to be smoking no dope because I don't think, you know, I think that's against God's will or the Most High will. I'm not going to do that. But now it's like we don't have that. I can do what I want to do. You know, and I'm gonna tell y'all, man. I've been talking about this conscious community thing for a long time, and I tell you how it was a setup from the start to take you away from a lot of stuff. And I told y'all how this New World Order doctrine is going on to destroy all of these things of our religion, and the conscious community truly have played a part of it. Y'all just don't understand. And some of these new shows, I'm gonna get into that. We won't walk through and take our time to go into it and show you how that you've been walked away from a lot of stuff, and now that's why it's like you don't have the discipline, the moral conduct, because you don't have the laws. I know Brother David Good on there, we talk about the laws. That's why my Hebrew Israelite brothers, they get into that, and they tell you about dealing into the Torah or the Tanakh, and you don't have no laws no more. You don't have no guidelines. You don't have no guidance. Now that's why you out here doing all kind of stuff. Because you ain't got no rules. You know rules and regulations. You join an organization. And here I go, brother. I'm going to let you in, Brother David, right fast. And now, okay, just say fancy. Okay, you don't have to have religion to have a guideline. If anybody ever joined any kind of organization, any kind of group, they have rules and regulations to go by. Codes of conduct that you got to go by. You can't be doing this. If you can't have on, say, if you're joining some kind of fraternity, if you got our jacket on, you got the uniform on, and you can't be out in the public doing this, you can't be out in the public doing that when you represent this organization. You got guidelines, rules and guidelines. Now people seem to don't want to have no damn guidelines. People don't want to go. They want to do as they want to do. They do as they will. And our people are, man, being destroyed, man. Our people are being destroyed. Anything goes right now in this community. Let me bring my brother David in right fast, man. Like I said, we're gonna get into more show. We can better take our time and get into it. Cause even with Spricker, I like it, y'all. It'd be 3 hours. We can do 3 hours nonstop, uninterrupted. After three, well, actually it's 5 hours, but I ain't gonna do no 5 hours. But we can do 5 hours. Then we can actually go off and come back on. That's why I like Spricker, because we could do 5 hours now, go off, come right back on. So that's another reason we're moving in and we're going to try that. So I hope y'all make that transition with us to make this thing successful. Shalom, shalom. Peace, my brother David, Chief Rabbi David Israel.
Hey, shalom, shalom, Chief Rabbi David Israel. Yeah, how was Israelite Tabernacle and Rabbinical School? Hey, Brother Sunray, I heard everything you said. That's one thing that Brother Joshua said that was all right. He said in Joshua 1:8, he said, thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. one thing that reason why we ain't prosperous, like you said, is because we're not following the Torah. We're not following the law. And yeah, I'm just down getting in my apartment. I just got off work. I was listening to you the whole time. That's why I was dancing. I was like, it's a shame a lot of our brothers and sisters have messed up and haven't been following this Torah, you know? We haven't been following the way and the life teachings of or having any regulations. That's why the Nation of Islam messed up. That's why, you know, Culture Free Radio, we've been messed up because it niggas just, like I told you, niggas want to come on any fucking time they want to. Want to just come on whenever. You know, people want to just do that. People just want to do whatever they want to do. You know, not even come on when they, you know, like what we got brothers that, like I said, me and you talk to, I don't want to, you know, expose anything that go on behind the scene. But I'm just saying with some of the stuff that me and you personally who have dealt with this shit have seen, which is niggas don't want to come in on time, don't want to come on the show, always want to got a fucking excuse about when they want to do shit, you know. And like I told you, you know, this Tanakh, getting into the Tanakh, having rules and regulations is be good for Culture Freedom Radio. You know, I know Brother Eric and Brother Anthony, they don't really understand it much, but you are a businessman, Brother Sunray. You are a man that that should be about your business. You know, you in Memphis, Tennessee. Memphis niggas is hustlers. Yeah, am I right? You know what I'm saying? Y'all used to be getting this shit on point. And that's why I'm glad that you're doing what you're doing. You're making changes. You're cleaning this shit up. Like scripture saying Isaiah 1:16, wash you, make you clean. And then also said in Isaiah 43:10, behold, I do a new thing and it shall spring forth as the waters in the wilderness. Waters should spring forth out into the wilderness. So you are doing a new thing and it's good for Culture Freedom Radio because this old shit is not working. You know what I'm saying? We got to have some guidelines. You can't be doing the same shit. Niggas can't keep on doing the same old shit. So, yeah, congratulations, Brother Sunray. Yeah, you know, progressing. Yes, you're doing good. You're doing good, brother, you know.
So, yes, sir. Yeah, appreciate you, brother. You, man, you hear the music playing today.
that was good
motivation. And actually, brother, I'm going to tell you something, bro. My uncle, he's, you know, he in the church, he in the Christian church, and I told him, you know, about I got married on Monday. He's like, yeah, that's cool. And, you know, he told me about he was at a church and he had left once. He went back. He's where our family, the whole family had went west. He said he back, so he invited me to go. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll be there. You know, invitation. Yeah, I'm gonna take the invitation. So I went today. You know, I went today. I understand some of the doctrine. Nah, I wouldn't say. You know, they giving praise to Jesus, but the whole point, it was good to be around, just see the congregation, being around a lot of elders, because it was a lot of elders in there. But it was good today. You know, at least I wasn't in the damn club, you know, seeing them like Farrakhan had said at an ass shaking contest. I was in something that was still positive, man, and then upliftment. And you know, so yeah, I joined, went to the little church today. Yeah, so it was all good, man. They were doing a lot of stuff for the community too, and that's what it's about, man. Doing something for the community. So yeah, it was all love today.
Yeah, and that, like I said, that's a good thing because you know you're finding your way back, like in the book of Bereshit, which is Genesis. You are going back to the beginning. You know, going back to Bereshit, to the beginning, which is where you need to, in the beginning, created heaven and earth.
Right. What had me grounded in the first place, you know what I'm saying? Because like I said, man, that was the thing that had me grounded, and I got away from a lot of that, you know, a lot of the things. Man, you know, it'd be wild, and you would start doing a lot of things, man, that just out. Because I remember I was listening to this show one day on Spreaker, just so I'm not turned on this little thing, this church lady was talking, and she would trip me, and she was like, dead, kind of dead on point. She like what we were saying, how come, you know, even with Culture of Freedom and a lot of other shows, how can you teaching the people, but you're not living what you're teaching? It's like Barry White, practice what you preach. And she was saying how, like, even with the scriptures, brother, she's like, some people just read the scriptures or study the scriptures to teach other people the scriptures, but they not living it they sell. She said, we can't be doing that. And when she was saying these things, man, I started just thinking about myself. I'm like, she right. I'm like, Sunray, you can't be, you know what I'm saying, be talking to all this righteousness, man, or whatever, you know, what we be teaching them. And, bro, you ain't doing that, bro. You got to tighten up. And I ain't saying, family, if we wasn't really just being sincere, but I'm just saying I had to tighten up on some things, though, myself. That's why I always told y'all, look at the man in the mirror and see you like what you see. And it was some things I just didn't like no more, man.
I'm glad that you're finding out, because these niggas out here ain't shit. I hate to say it, but we, you know, doing this same shit over and over again ain't no progression. You know what I'm saying? You keep on giving niggas chances. You got to cut them out of the Congregation of Israel or the Congregation of Cost of Freedom Radio if they ain't acting right. You know what I'm saying? You can't quit your pope until you quit it when you're only properly released. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got time for all that giving niggas chance. Niggas don't want to act right. Yeah. Fuck them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And then there's a lot of, and then it's just not because of the money, but it is a lot of money to be spent doing these shows. I spent, man, plenty of thousands to do this. You know what I'm saying? And then, like I said, we don't ask for no money in return, but, you know, he got to just utilize it, man, because, hell, we're spending money in this. Like you said, it is a business, because I'm spending money with Blog Talk. That's what makes it a business, because I'm spending money for a product. I'm spending money for Blog Talk. I spend money for a dish over there. So it is a business. We doing business. I'm doing business with Blog Talk, so they can let me use some airtime to put a message out. So it is a business. At the same time, you know, so, and we got to, you know, make good use of it, because it's valuable airtime, man, coming on like, even when we'll come on maybe two or three times a week, that was wasted money, you know, it could be more shows be done, because, you know, hell, there's plenty of airtime. And like I said, I'm trying to get some more stuff with the 24-hour station. I'm trying to link up with some people, man, and utilize it. You know, get some airtime over there. Use all this time, man. I'm paying for this stuff. And that's what it is, man. Like I said, but yeah, I'm gonna actually try to do a show tomorrow, just play with it and see how it go tomorrow. I already told you when you listened to it earlier when I broadcast on the other station. So tomorrow about 7 p.m. Central Time, I'm gonna do that show on. It's gonna be on Spreaker. I sent you the number, but yeah, I'm gonna post it up on Facebook so the family y'all see it on Facebook. Come on, just do a open line conversation or just a freestyle talk tomorrow and see how this thing work out. Hope the lines. I tested it by myself, but it's good to test it with somebody else. So.
Yeah,
that's what it's gonna be. It's gonna be smooth, family, because like I said, now we can do more shows instead of like if I do a show now, if I was still paying for the Blog Talk. If I just did one show, I wouldn't be able to come back on. I had to wait. But over there, we could do like up to 5 hours if we want, and then go off and come back on. I can do many shows a day as I want to. So that's what I like about that as well. With the Spreaker, it's not limited, and over there we can have many accounts under this thing as I want. So it's good. It utilizes it. A lot of the things I've been wanting to do, just got to do it. And a lot of reading, I'm going to tell you, man, I've been stuck right here with Spreaker, Blog Talk, because of the listeners been here. But I got to move, and it may lose some listeners, but hey, it's